What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in on this incredible Thanksgiving Day. Thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. I just want to read a scripture today. You know, chances are a lot of people won't get to this in time, or, you know, you're busy cooking or doing whatever you're doing. But here's a scripture that I always want to read this time of year. And it's found in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And it says, "Rejoice always, give thanks, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I was thinking about it this morning. I mean, this is Thanksgiving, right? And the truth is, we have so much to be thankful for today. But there might be a few things in your life that you don't feel like you're grateful for. And what I want to do today is I want to challenge you to give thanks for the things that you don't even realize. You know, over the years, I've had people that have faced bad news, suffered great loss, whatever it is. And I've always said to them, make a list. You've heard me say this, make a list. Make a list and write down everything the Father has done for you. And truthfully, I believe perspective changes. You know, I found myself last night kind of in the car, just got off the phone with a pretty intense conversation. And I just put my head back and started giving God thanks for all these things in my life. Because, you know, I've been battling some weird health things in my knee and I don't like all the reports I'm getting. But, you know, I just laid hands on my body and I thank God for health, right? I thank God for what he's doing in my life. There's always a reason to thank God. And so today I want to challenge you to do that. I want to challenge you because it's not only God's will for you in Christ Jesus, but because I know Thanksgiving changes things around you, right? You truly, when you're grateful, you receive. When you're not grateful, sometimes it blocks you from receiving. And so today I want you to write a list or do this, what I do. And we have a big Canadian Thanksgiving. And today, thankfully, we'll be, you know, celebrating with lots of friends and family at the church. But the truth is, what we do on Thanksgiving is we go around the room and we start sharing everything that we're thankful for. And I want to challenge you to do that today. Today, find time, even if it's just with your personal family, shut the phones off, shut off the internet, close everything out around you, and just begin to give thanks for stuff, because you have a lot to be grateful for. And I use this time of year to reflect on the past year, you know, how it went, what has happened. You know, maybe you're stirred for something. Maybe you feel like things haven't happened the way you thought. Either way, we have to take time today and give thanks, because I believe, like I said, Thanksgiving changes everything. And so today I just, you know, I didn't want to make an extra long podcast. I just wanted to seed you with this thought and this scripture, because I really do believe today that your circumstances can change by giving thanks, right? The Bible says we enter his gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter his courts with praise. You know, thanksgiving and praise are how we enter these things. And so today there is a realm of God's presence and power that wants to envelop you. And it's easy to get focused on the tasks at hand, or who's coming over, or what's going on in your life, or, you know, the needs you have, because we all have a list of needs. But being thankful, truly giving thanks, changes your perspective. And you'd be surprised when you actually give thanks for something, how that circumstance begins to change. I had a guy years ago. He didn't like his job. He was waiting for a promotion. The promotion never came. He was just wanting a different job. And the Lord spoke to me very clearly. And I said, you know what? Your new job's not coming. That's what the Lord told me. He was shocked. It's not coming until you really give thanks for the one you have. Learn to be grateful for the job you have, and the new one will come. Well, he didn't understand that. But then he realized quickly that maybe he is cursing his current circumstance because he's in transition and he doesn't like, you know, people move on to seasons. And you don't realize, like, how you handle your current season will determine what you're walking in the next season. And that goes for everything. Jobs, churches, your life, family, everything. You cannot leave somewhere ungrateful, frustrated, angry, bitter, whatever, and think that all of a sudden this new season is going to make a difference. So you know what he did? He started giving God thanks for his job. He started giving God thanks. Truthfully, he was working at like a Home Depot. And he started giving God thanks. The job started working out for him. He loved it. And then he got a call and he switched jobs, making probably 5 to 6 times more than he was at that Home Depot job. So it's crazy what can happen when you start to give God thanks and give God praise. And then you see your circumstances change. So Father, today, I thank you for every person listening. I pray that we would have an understanding of thankfulness, that we would have an understanding, that we would receive an understanding today on truly what it is to be thankful. Open our eyes to see, open our ears to hear, Father, that we would live grateful today, because we all have so much to be thankful for. We just say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, just give him praise. We just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You are faithful today. You are true today. We are truly blessed. We have so much to be thankful for. If it wasn't for you, where would we be, God? We are so grateful. We thank you for our families, our jobs, the little we have. Even if we don't have a job, we thank you one's coming. We thank you for everything in our life, and we know that Thanksgiving will change our world. That's it for today, guys. Love you all. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.